Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the NFL C2P platform. Nick Tompkins is today's guest from Dartmouth, standout defensive end, and teams are intrigued to see him on the offensive side of the ball as well, and we'll get into that. But Nick, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate your time. Yesterday you got, you had to do some pro day stuff or workout or snap to somebody. How did that go about?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was practicing snapping for my quarterback, Jack Hennigan, who's going for pro day for quarterback. And he was throwing to this wide receiver, Ryan McManus, who graduated a couple of years ago, who's going to run routes for him on pro day. So he's working up here up in Upper Valley, so that was the only time he's available to go around 5:30. So sorry about that again though.
Oh no, I was just curious. I mean, you know, you getting your work in doing the snapping, I mean, I think it just shows the versatility of what you bring to the table. I mean, that's what, when I heard him, like, oh, that's kind of cool, like, you know, the kid plays defensive end, tackle, Dartmouth, and then, you know, offensive side, and then you're doing some snapping for a guy's pro day. I mean, pretty valuable stuff when you're in this process. For you, I mean, growing up, did you always have that size? Were you, you know, a little bit bulkier than all the other kids? Or did you kind of grow into that body later on?
I was definitely a little bigger than everyone pretty much my whole childhood. I definitely wasn't as heavy, obviously, growing up as I am now. But coming here, putting on the weight, mostly between sophomore and junior year, put like 20 pounds on, a little more than 20 pounds between sophomore and junior year, and that definitely helped me. A ton. But growing up, usually played like center, and like basketball, play like linebacker and like tight end.
Nice. So let's kind of fast forward it. So you're doing all that stuff growing up. In high school, I'm sure you really start to find yourself on that, you know, defensive, offensive side of the football. And what schools were looking at you to play what side of the football, and how did you end up in the Ivy League, Dartmouth?
I was tight end. Like sophomore and junior, I played tight end and linebacker. And then senior, I switched to just defensive end on the defensive side and also tight end. But schools were really looking at me for both. Like I went to a bunch of camps going into my senior year. I would do both at each camp. And then like during my senior year, I was getting looked at by like Princeton, Penn, Lafayette, Cornell, and then Dartmouth, obviously. And Dartmouth offered me like around November, and then I committed like 2 weeks later, and they kind of actually gave me the option, whether defense or offense, and I just thought about it. I thought the defensive line rotates more. Some tight ends, they might not throw to the tight end as much, or like they only usually play like one or two tight ends, but I thought about defensive line. They play like usually like eight of them, so I thought that would be a better position for me to be able to play earlier and more often.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Nick Thompson's the standout Dartmouth D lineman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We're peeling back the layers of finding out how he got there and what are some of the other characteristics to the football field that he brings to the table. And again, last night he was snapping to his quarterback, and I thought that was very intriguing just due to his skill set. And as we know, for the folks who listen in often, The versatility and the more feathers you have in the cap goes a long way in this NFL draft process. So you start doing your thing at Dartmouth, the big green wave. You're doing your thing. When do you kind of get the sense of what you're doing on Saturday, Nick, may get you an opportunity to do what you want on Sunday?
It really wasn't until this year, actually. I really didn't start thinking about it until this season. I mean, I always had the dream to play in the NFL, but I started junior year as a first year starting. Didn't really think about the NFL that much. And then it wasn't really until this year when my D-line coach, Coach Brooks, who's also the pro liaison, he would start telling me about, like, scouts and everyone coming in and stuff like that. So that's when I really first started thinking about it and focusing on it. And then once the season ended, it just jumped right into training for the pro day coming up next week.
Man, and that's got to be an exciting time for you. You're also, I think, involved in the New York Giants local pro day as well. So a couple great opportunities to those guys to see you up close and check out that versatility. I'm sure you would say the same thing. I mean, every guy that's ever come on the program, if they want you to play quarterback, you'll play quarterback. You'll do anything you can to make the team. But, I mean, do you feel more comfortable on one side or the other? And how much do you kind of toss and turn with if teams want you to play on the offense or defensive side of the football?
Obviously I'll be more comfortable defensively. But, I don't think it would be that hard for me to learn to play offensive line either, though. I mean, my senior year, two games, instead of playing tight end, we had a couple of linemen go down. So I played a little offensive tackle a couple games my senior year of high school. So, I blocked before. I know how to block. But, obviously it's different at a different level, like two levels up from high school. But, I don't think it would be that big of an adjustment. But I'll definitely be more comfortable defensively. But, obviously, I'll do whatever the coach asks for me to do.
Definitely. And for you, if these scouts are breaking down game film, you're in the room with them, Nick. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the, the defensive line position? I mean, what are those characteristics and traits that are going to kind of really pop off the tape?
I think, honestly, my strength. I think I'd be able to, toss a couple guys around. If you can see on my film. Also, my hustle, a couple plays on my film. You can just see, catching guys, 20, 30 yards downfield, just running after them. Just not giving up on a play ever, just having that motor, I feel like, would really stand out to a coach.
Awesome. And how about what goes unnoticed from film? I mean, they can't see team leadership. They can't maybe see that you're a film junkie. They can't see maybe you're a weight room warrior. What are some of those things that these guys should need to know about?
Obviously I put the work in off the field too, stuff that people don't see. Teams won't see that. But, definitely could see myself as a leader on and off the field for teams.
Nice. Once again, Nick Tompkins, the Big Green defensive lineman here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show with Nick in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name and follow that by NFL Draft Blast, and the link will appear, and then we'll be posting his bio page at collegeofpro.com. I'd like to say there's going to be everything you need to know about him as he moves forward. April 26th, nearly a month away before things get started in Dallas, Jerry World, Dallas Stadium, the 2018 NFL Draft, and he wants to partake in it and be a part of this big thing, and it's a special time. For you, how do you approach the mindset of next week in your pro day? I mean, do you want it to arrive right now? Do you just want to hang up the phone and go at it? Or are you prepped for that day and you just kind of been counting, doing a countdown mentally?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to go. If it was right now, I'd be ready to go. But just with our training, this week we're still getting after it really hard. And then next week we're going to kind of dial it back a little bit, do a little more a little more stretching and mobility work. But, I'm definitely ready to get out there. Really excited. It's going to be a fun day.
Cool. And I got to ask, because you're on the show, height, weight-wise, what should you be next week when they measure you?
I think I'll be definitely 6'3", usually right on the dot, 6'3", maybe a little higher. And then probably right around 290, maybe 288, 289, could be anywhere from 288 to 291, hopefully.
Cool. Is that your normal playing weight, or because you added some bulk or maybe shed some weight since the season ended?
I added weight after the season. I think at the beginning of camp this past season, I was right around 283, 284, and then probably dropped a few during the season, which is normal. But then definitely added some more back on after the season ended.
Awesome stuff, man. It's got to be an exciting time for you. I mean, do you pinch yourself kind of, man? Is this an exciting time, what you're going through? I mean, is it surreal in moments, or are you kind of over that part of it?
Yeah, it's definitely surreal, like, especially like doing things like this, like a radio show. Never did one of these before. But yeah, like just like going to the Giants local day, like 2 weeks from now, like it's just going to be an unreal experience. Like I've been a Giants fan my whole life. It's just going to be really, really fun. Just trying to take it all in.
Yeah, that has to be a special experience, especially if that's your favorite team and you're kind of going to be so close to the facility and the great facility as well. I mean, right there across from the Meadowlands is their place, which is one of the closer locations in terms of the least that I've come across, Nick. Not that it matters, but like I said, I mean, those guys don't have a far drive from the facility to the stadium. It's literally across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the Dartmouth standout defensive end, defensive tackle, snapper, offensive lineman, need be, Nick Tompkins, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we break things down. We had your teammate Colin Boyd on the other day, and we texted him earlier, but he wasn't able to get back to us. So, but is there anything that I usually teased him about? Is there anything about Colin we need to know?
I don't really know. I can't really think of any right now. Nothing really to tease him about. Are you going to have him back on the show, or?
Yeah, we'll probably have him on later on because you know what we're going to do? We're going to ask him to scorch you when his turn comes. So we're giving you the leg up.
Yeah.
So I'm just, yeah, we get it out there. Like, who do we have on? We had somebody on the other day, and, you know, I guess he was a linebacker, but he always thought he could play safety, and he'd even go into the safety meetings. And we had his DB buddy on, you know, and he was like, yeah, just tell him, you know, he's like, he's not a DB. He can't, you know, and so he knew exactly who it was. He goes, that's my roommate. So, but hey, you know, good stuff. Before we let you go, though, Nick, we always like to have a fun laugh, a few off-the-wall questions before we let you hang up. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. Now, Coach Tevens, fantastic coach. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, they would do it in front of him. Probably the best one I've heard is a guy that graduated a couple years ago, David Caldwell, a safety who graduated in 2016. Or 2016. He did a really good one. He did actually impressions of all the coaches. Definitely a really good impression.
Awesome. And how about this one? Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you can ask to dinner?
Might be a little old now, but Jennifer Aniston probably, maybe Emily Ratajkowski too. She'd be another one probably. Maybe Kendall Jenner also.
I like it, man. You got a nice little arsenal there going, man. I like it.
Yeah.
I thought you might go for the Sierra. We had Sierra Woods on at the Combine a few years ago when he was going through the process. And when we asked him the question, he whipped out five names. It was like rapid fire. It was like he prepared for a test when I asked him. I knew he didn't know. And I thought you were going to go five because he whipped out five. I was like, oh, Nick's going to go for the record today. I love it. And then the final question, defensive line guys, offensive line guys, you're the big body guys on the team. Could be you or one of your Dartmouth teammates. Who is the biggest eater on that defensive front, and what was one of the more impressive meals that you've kind of seen them partake in?
Biggest eater, definitely my good friend Rocco DeLeo. He's a senior like I am, but he has another year because he got hurt his junior year. But there's like the urban legend that ever since he was a freshman, he never missed a meal at our cafeteria. Like never breakfast after like a night out, never missed one meal. He admits to it. Like I've never seen him miss a meal. It's crazy. But yeah, that's
awesome
him.
Stuff,
he's
man. Nick.
He's...
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was gonna say he eats just like an animal. Like, but he eats really healthy though. Like, I wish I ate as healthy as he did, but yeah, he just eats like an animal.
That's awesome stuff, man. Nick, pleasure having you on. Best of luck next week, and then 2 weeks from now, you'll be doing your thing for your favorite team, the New York Giants. Hopefully, they take a liking to you and see that versatility. But hey, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on the show. It's an honor. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the versatile Dartmouth defensive end, tackle, offensive lineman. Again, I loved how this kid was snapping. You guys just don't know how hard it is to do and find a guy that's capable of doing that. I remember years ago watching a Monday night game with the Raiders, and their long snapper, I know it's a little bit different, but their long snapper got hurt, and the special teams completely went in the ditch. Again, I mean, if you don't have a guy that can snap the ball in a pinch, you could be in that same type of trouble. And those are the little things that really add value to what you're doing at the next level. So I'm sure he's going to impress, obviously, next week at the Pro Day and then that local Giants Day, another great opportunity. And, you know, he mentioned that Coach Brooks saying the scouts were coming through, kind of taking an eye on this kid. It just kind of shows you he's really doing some good things for himself. And I just think he's a very athletic kid from what I've been able to see. And I think that's the one trait that I really love about him is that get off. And he mentioned it as well, him kind of pursuing the plays. When you see him kind of doing his thing, you're going to see number 97 chasing down those plays. It's hard not to notice 97 around the ball, especially for a big guy in that hustle. And coaches pick up on that as well. As always, a big shout-out to Nick Tompkins, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss it, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, our guest name, followed by the 2018 Draft Blast. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.